们，大家好，今天是4月10号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普回应世卫组织秘书长谭德赛的批评，说他才是政治化的那个人。与此同时，蓬佩奥国务卿表示，现在还不是更换世卫组织领导人的时刻。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
截至美国时间4月9号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内因为新型冠状病毒而确诊的人数已经到达了44万人，而因此死亡的人数呢也到达了15000人。与此同时呢，美国境内的这个失业率也节节的上升，在上个星期，也就是3月29号到4月4号，有高达660万的美国人申请了失业救济，而在3月21号那个星期呢，有330万人申请失业，之后3月28号那一周则有690万人。申请的失业，不过特朗普总统则说呢，很快的他就要轰动的重启美国经济。对此呢，美国疾病管制预防中心的主任雷德菲尔德在4月8号的白宫新闻简报会上则说，针对要重新开工的关键企业将会发出一个指导的方针。我们来看一下美国的疾病管制预防中心主任雷德菲尔德在白宫是怎么说的。
And so we've put out a new guidance for essential healthcare workers who've been exposed to the coronavirus. These are individuals that have been within 6 feet of a confirmed case or a suspected case, and so that they can, under certain circumstances, they can go back to work. If they're asymptomatic, as the vice president said, they could go back to work if they do several things, as we say here, take their temperature before they go to work,wear a face mask at all times, and practice social distancing when they're at work. What we'd ask them not to do while they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places. And in the second slide, if we're talking to the employers of these critical industries,we would ask those employers to take the employee's temperature and assess their symptoms before starting them back to work. If the employee does become sick, we want them to be sent home immediately. We'd like them to increase air exchange in the buildings and increase the frequency of how they clean common surfaces and really begin to get these workers back into the critical workforce.So that we won't have worker shortage in these critical industries. So that's the new guidelines that CDC will be posting today.
特朗普总统呢，在星期二的白宫新闻简报会上也批评世界卫生组织永远站在中国那一边，甚至说呢，他会打算考虑暂时冻结美国给予世界卫生组织的资金。对此呢，世卫组织的秘书长谭德赛在星期三做出了回应，他说呢，请不要将病毒政治化，如果想被病毒利用，想见到更多的果实袋，那就请变；如果不想有更多的果实袋，那就不要政治化。那特朗普总统呢，在星期三晚上的白宫新闻简报会上就直接回应谭德赛，他说呢，他也不赞成将疫情政治化，但是呢，谭德赛才是把事情政治化的那个人。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫怎么说。
Well, I think when you say more body bags, I think we would have done, and he would have been much better serving the people that he's supposed to serve if they gave a correct analysis. I mean, everything was, I said, China-centric. Everything was going to be fine.No human to human, keep the borders open. He wanted me to keep the borders open. I closed the borders despite him, and that was a hard decision to make at the time. We were all together. We made a decision against the World Health Organization.So when he says politicizing, he's politicizing. That shouldn't be.
此外，我们知道呢，美国的这个国会当中也有声音要来撤换谭德赛，包括了共和党参议员葛雷厄姆星期二对这个福克斯新闻网就说呢，除非世卫组织改换领导层，否则呢，作为参议院拨款委员会外交行动小组委员会的主席，他在下一次的拨款法案当中不会为世界卫生组织拨款。而共和党众议员呢，雷森塔勒在星期也提出了决议案，表示。是说呢，要美国停止来提供世界卫生组织的资金，直到秘书长谭德赛下台为止。那么对于是否要谭德赛下台呢，特朗普总统则表示说他还没有做出决定。不过呢，这个蓬佩奥国务卿在白宫的新闻简报会上则表示，现在不是做出这样决定的好时机。我们来看一下蓬佩奥国务卿在白宫的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
Look, this is not the time to be doing that kind of change. There'll be a lot of time to look back and see how the World Health Organization performed. In the meantime, what our task is to preserve and protect the American taxpayers, to make sure that our resources don't go to places that aren't going to deliver on behalf of the American people in the world. And President Trump and I are determined to do that.
特朗普总统在白宫的新闻简报会上则强调说呢，中国提供了世卫组织4200万美元，但是呢，美国却提供了高达4亿5000万美元，但是呢，世卫组织却是一切都是在照中国的方式，而这是不对的。同时呢，这个蓬佩奥国务卿也在白宫表示说呢，要重新审视美国给予世卫组织的经费。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥发推感谢台湾捐赠的200万个口罩，他还表扬了台湾抗击新冠疫情可以作为全球的典范，他更加表示真正的朋友会患难与共。另一方面，美国的高级官员敦促世界卫生组织邀请台湾成为世卫大会的观察员。我们请美国之音国务院记者张荣香为我们介绍。
美国是世卫组织在1948年成立以来资助这个组织运作的最大资金来源国家。根据美国国务院提供的数据，2019年美国贡献了4亿美元，金额几乎是第二大资助国家的2倍，是中国资助金额的大约10倍。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示，世卫组织必须有效执行任务，交付成果。
Organizations have to work. They have to deliver the outcomes for which they were intended.And we need to make sure that not only the World Health Organization, but every international organization, that we take taxpayer money and give it to them, for the benefit of America. We need to make sure it's delivering on those taxpayer dollars. The World Health Organization is no different in that respect. They have to execute on the mission that they are designed to achieve. And we've seen, with respect to the World Health Organization, here we are. It hasn't accomplished what it was intended to deliver.
美国高级官员在背景简报中告诉常驻国务院的记者们，美国极力主张世卫组织总干事像过去几年一样，邀请台湾以观察员的身份参加每年举行的世界卫生大会，也就是世卫组织的决策机制。美国高级官员说，最近几年，美国发现台湾有意义的参与世卫组织的能力已经大大降低。蓬佩奥在一个推文中说，台湾是真正的朋友，患难与共。他说，美国感谢台湾捐赠200万片口罩，帮助在前线对抗疫情的美国医疗工作人员，并说台湾的开放与慷慨是全球打击新冠病毒疫情的典范。另一方面，这位美国首席外交官表示，现在不是讨论世卫组织是否撤换领导人的时候，也不是美中互相报复的时候。
You know, this is not the time for retribution, but it is still the time for clarity and transparency. We're still working on this problem set. There's still data that these good people need so that they can perform their analysis of how to both develop therapeutics and a vaccine and to understand where this virus is. So every country, China included,Every country needs to be transparent about what's gone on in their country. They need to share that data.
特朗普政府批评世卫组织听信中国说法，导致对新冠疫情判断失误。许多调查与报道指出，去年12月，武汉当地的医疗人员发现新型冠状病毒以及人传人风险的警讯，但是却被中国政府淡化。1月14号，世界卫生组织在推文中引述中国政府说法，表示。初步调查并未发现这种在中国武汉所发现的新型病毒会在人与人之间传播。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国疾控中心更改了之前的指南，转而建议民众外出戴口罩。该中心的总监还亲自示范如何自制口罩，我们一起去看一看。
Here's how you can make your own face covering in a few easy steps with items you can find around the house.Like an old scarf, a bandana or a hand towel, or you can make a face covering out of an old t-shirt. Fold it to the middle from the bottom. Fold it to the middle from the top. Fold it again to the middle from the bottom, and again from the top. And then two rubber bands, one on one side and one on the other side. Then you fold either side to the middle, and you have yourself cloth face covering. It's that easy.
在美国总统特朗普启动国防生产法之前，已经有50多家美国的大型企业转而生产医疗用品。我们请记者思阳为我们介绍。
4月2号，美国总统特朗普在白宫记者会上表示，他援引国防生产法的某个条款，针对 3M 公司签署了一项命令。
We just signed a element of the act against 3M, and hopefully they'll be able to do what they are supposed to do.
根据这项命令，美国联邦紧急事务管理局可以从 3M 公司获取他们所认为抗击疫情所需要的所有的 N95 口罩。在那个记者会之前的几个小时，特朗普还以总统备忘录的形式动用国防生产法，要求将制造呼吸机的材料直接供应给6家美国制造商，这其中包括通用电气公司、西奥鲁姆控股公司、美敦力公司、瑞斯麦公司、皇家飞利浦和维亚尔医疗等等。3月27号，特朗普第一次动用国防生产法，要求通用汽车公司生产治疗新冠肺炎重症患者所需要的呼吸机。国防生产法是1950年代为回应朝鲜战争而制定的。根据这项法案，总统在紧急状况时有权以国家安全和其他理由要求私营企业扩大某些材料和产品的生产，并控制他们的经销。从制定之初到现在，美国的国防生产法已经被使用了50多次。那么美国最近一次使用呢，是2017年波多黎各的飓风的时候，当时美国联邦紧急事务管理局寻求优先考虑食品、瓶装水、预制房屋和电力系统恢复的合同。另外，美国国防部也经常使用国防生产法来扩大军事的生产。不过有报道说，在总统指责通用电气公司之前呢，他们已经与医疗设备公司联系，要在印第安纳州的一个工厂生产重症呼吸机。那么最初的呢，要在4月份交付使用。不仅是通用汽车，大约50多家美国大型企业在总统宣布援引国防生产法之前，已经加入了抗击新冠病毒的战争。许多公司改变自己的生产中心，甚至改变装配线，以便向第一线的医生、医院、急救人员和其他人员提供所需的物资。这些企业当中不仅包括福特、特斯拉、菲亚特克莱斯勒、丰田等车企，也包括布鲁克兄弟、拉夫劳伦、安德玛等服装品牌。大部分企业表示，他们是在响应特朗普总统的求助请求，并不是因为政府或者是国防生产法的威胁而行动。
We stand ready to help in any way we can. We don't need the Defense Production Act to ask us to act.All of the people at UTC and Raytheon are focused on this war and winning it.
联合技术主要为全球航空航天和建筑业提供高科技的产品和服务。海耶斯说，未来的4个星期，联合技术准备生产大约10000个保护面罩以及其他的设备。3月18日，特朗普表示将启动国防生产法来扩大口罩等防护装备的生产，并任命了白宫贸易顾问彼得·纳瓦罗为国防生产法的政策协调员。不过此后他一直没有采取真正的行动，致使很多人，包括两党的议员以及民主党总统参选人前副总统拜登在内的人指责他抗击新冠疫情的力度不够。但是也有人认为，启动国防生产法并不一定能够达到最快和最有效的效果，市场才是最好的力量。
Over the course of the last 2 weeks, we have seen dozens of companies like Ford and Toyota offer to partner with medical equipment manufacturers to make ventilators. We have seen companies like Honeywell, 3M, MyPillow, Hanes, Jockey, and many others offer to make masks, either N95 or cotton surgical masks. And we've got companies like Anheuser-Busch, Bacardi, offering to make hand sanitizer with the ethyl alcohol that they have on hand. And the list goes on and on. And so no central office.In Washington, D.C., in my view, especially at this stage of the crisis, could do a better job of mobilizing U.S. industry, to take care of this crisis.
不过，也有分析人士指出，鉴于全球供应链和很多的材料和原材料来自海外，特别是中国，那么美国企业的生产能力可能受限。美国之音，思瑶，华盛顿报道。
最近，美国华盛顿州的州长签署了第一部严格限制执法部门使用人脸识别技术的州法律。不过，民权活动人士表示，这部法律还是不足以保护边缘群体。我们来看美国之音记者魏芝的介绍。
人脸识别软件可以根据已知主体的数据库信息来对照片和视频当中的个体进行识别。在过去的几年当中，尽管许多人因为这项技术可能会侵犯隐私，并且加剧种族和性别的偏见而反对它，但是它还是获得了一些执法部门和企业的支持。而就在最近，华盛顿州州长就签署了美国第一部严格限制执法部门使用人脸识别技术的州法律。这部法律适用于华盛顿州的所有的公共机构。这部法律规定，这些机构在非紧急的状况下必须获得授权才能使用人脸识别技术，而所使用的软件也必须通过在肤色、性别、年龄和其他特征等方面的准确性测试。法律规定必须由受过相关训练的人员来检验人脸识别的结果，这是避免虚假结果的重要检查。这项由科技巨头微软公司支持的立法是受到了许多研发人脸识别软件的公司的欢迎，而西雅图的 Real Networks 就是其中的一家公司。
Yeah, we're supportive of the bill that was just signed into law by Governor Inslee here in the state of Washington. This is a great start in providing a framework for how state government agencies can, local government agencies, state and local government agencies can use facial recognition in ways that unlock its positive impact for society in terms of finding missing persons, aiding in critical investigations by law enforcement, and at the same time providing protections for civil liberties.
美国公民自由联盟华盛顿州分部的科技和自由部主任珍妮弗·里对这项立法表示非常的失望。
Unfortunately, this bill is not a strong facial recognition bill. It doesn't have meaningful accountability measures. It doesn't have a moratorium that would give impacted communities an opportunity to decide if, not just how, facial recognition technology should be used. And it has a lot of weak provisions that we find very concerning. So, with the bill signing, the governor also vetoed out a minimal provision that would have provided communities an opportunity to voice their opinions via a task force. So the bill became even weaker with its passing.
这项法律将在2021年7月生效。目前还不清楚美国的联邦政府和其他州的政府是否会以这部法律为基准来设计各自的人脸识别法律。而珍妮弗·里说，民权组织将继续呼吁暂停使用人脸识别技术。美国之音记者魏芝为您报道。
专家们表示，在新冠疫情期间，政府的透明度在与公众沟通之中至关重要。不过他们也表示，大流行病的模型从来都不是那么精确。来看报道。
在纽约市，一个令人痛心的景象是，随着新冠死亡人数攀升，医务人员把尸体运送到被当作临时停尸房的冷藏卡车上。
This will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week, and there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately.
假设国家在五月底之前实施全面的社交疏离，白宫新型冠状病毒特别工作组预计，到八月初将有近82000人死于新冠。该模型预测，美国需要的病床、呼吸机和其他设备可能比先前预计的要少。然而，健康专家警告，不要过早地感到乐观，并说要为最坏的情况做好准备。
That serious talk helps all of us, both professionally and personally, to think seriously about this issue. It helps us prepare psychologically for what's ahead.
为了建立新型冠状病毒疫情的模型，白宫联系了许多大学，包括德克萨斯大学奥斯汀分校。该大学研究组组长劳伦·麦耶斯强调，大流行病的模型几乎从未精确过。
When you forecast a tropical storm, there's nothing you can do about changing the path of the storm. There are things you can do to protect yourself, but you can't change the course of the storm. when you project that an infectious disease outbreak could lead to a crisis in healthcare or lead to many, many deaths, there are actually measures you can take, things you can do, especially if you act early enough.
预测依靠良好的数据，并非所有国家都有跟踪能力或准确和透明的记录案例的政治意愿。
I think that lying about numbers, suppressing science, suppressing doctors, censoring the media, this is the absolute wrong time to be doing that.
韩国是此次大流行病初期受灾最严重的国家之一，但因其有效积极的反应而受到赞扬，其中包括迅速实施大规模测试，以及在整个危机期间向公众传达一致透明的信息。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
韩国已经成为遏制新冠病毒的全球典范，现在他正在向世界展示如何在病毒爆发期间投票。
大流行期间的政治竞选活动没有握手，没有大型集会，相反，这位韩国政治人物正在为他的街区清洁道路。
또우리당에서도비접촉선거운동을해야한다고지침을내렸기때문에저희들은접촉하지않는그런방식의선거운동을하고있고또그래서방역활동과청소
即使在提倡社交距离时期，韩国仍然在举行议会选举。在这里的投票站，每位选民都必须戴上口罩和塑料手套，还必须接受体温检查。如果有症状，就要到一个特设投票箱去投票。许多新冠病毒患者将通过邮寄投票。这次选举是对文在寅总统的中期考验，对新冠病毒的有效反应提升了他的支持率。但是疫情导致的异常可能会降低选民的投票率。一个大问题是海外选民，由于新冠病毒造成海外的封关，居住在外国的合格选民中只有大约一半能够投票。尽管存在问题，但推迟投票从来没有被认真考虑过。
선거자체를준비하기에는애로사항은있지만이러한조건은여당이든야당이든똑같은조건이라고생각해요그렇기때문에예정된시일로선거는치러야된다고생각하고요
분사가잘되게하는
即使遭遇疫情大流行，韩国民主也要找出前进的道路。美国之音记者加洛，韩国首尔报道。
为了保持社交距离，越来越多的美国人正在使用送货上门的服务来买菜和购置生活的必需用品。我们一起去看一看。
新冠病毒的爆发刺激了送餐和送杂货到家的服务需求，因为越来越多的消费者避免去拥挤的饭馆和商店。
Fresh bananas.Yams.
桑迪尼伦贝格最近上超市之后非常不开心。
It was a madhouse and it was crowds of people and everybody coughing.
因此，这个有两个孩子的妈决定另外想办法。她现在通过一个叫 Instacart 的线上送货服务订购所有的食物杂货。
Instacart has definitely become 100% of our grocery use now because it's available and I can. It's reducing, you know.Our exposure and our exposing other people because I have small kids.
约翰·斯瓦茨伯格教授从他的家庭办公室建议，每个人都应该限制和别人的接触。
The less contact we have with other people, the less chance we're going to become infected. So going to the grocery store is a perfect opportunity to interact with lots of other people, particularly if the grocery store is crowded.
根据数据跟踪服务公司 Aptopia 的说法。过去几天 ，Instacart 和其他零售商店每天都创下应用程序下载的记录。但如果你无法使用这些应用程序，而且非得亲自去商店的话，传染病专家杰森·法利说，可以试着在非尖峰时刻去采买。
When you grab a shopping cart, most stores are now putting some level of alcohol or Clorox wipe out front. Take the handles of your cart and clean it with that alcohol-based wipe. And then when you're done with that.Use the alcohol-based Purell or some other form of alcohol-based gel to clean your hands.
那手套怎么样？
You wearing gloves in a store, okay, is as good as you touching something. You've then touched other things in your buggy. But when you get home, if you then touch that same metal can or same plastic bags or same activities, the virus is probably still there.
由于病毒是通过呼吸道的飞沫在人与人接触的时候传播的，因此专家说，购物时最安全的方法是避免和其他的顾客靠得太近。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
新冠疫情使得美国的大多数学校停课或者改为网上授课，家长们在家工作的同时还要兼顾孩子的学习。我们一起去看一看。
当初学校关门，孩子们都兴高采烈，普利蒂奈森6岁和11岁的两个女儿也欢喜不已。
I think initially it was a lot of fun because we got to pretend like this was just a two-day, you know, interesting new thing to do.
但时间久了之后
，then it started getting old. We don't really know when this is going to end. So I think that's what makes it a little challenging right now.
她得在家工作，也就顾不上催着女儿学习了。
For the little one, the 6-year-old, it's a combination of, you know, what the school wants and what mom and dad want, and there's a lot of bribing that happens in between. It's hard, I think, to juggle all these different hats that you have to wear when you're at home with them all the time.
There has been pretty intense, continuous anxiety, and even in times of calm, it's kind of there floating under the surface.
儿科护士罗宾·莱福特有一个8岁的女儿，在这种新的大流行情况下进入常规很不容易。
Now that we are homeschooling, I'm working until I leave for work, and then I go to work, and then I come home, and then we start all over again. So there isn't really any time off at all or any downtime. We are still trying to figure it out.We're still trying to come up with a schedule. I feel like every time we try to come up with one, it just doesn't work, and we don't know how to make it work. So my daughter's teacher has started doing a Zoom morning check-in with any kids who can participate. So there's been a fair amount of just kind of free time for her to hang out with the chickens in the backyard and watch the construction going on next door and read her books and hang out.
然后就是来自学校的无休无止的电子邮件。
Every time I would look at my inbox, there would be 10 new messages from the teacher, from the principal, from the school district, from other parents at the school. I shut off.Was just too much.
在所有这些压力当中
I am very aware now of the things that I am grateful for. And I am grateful that I have a job that is perhaps more secure now than it ever was before. I'm also grateful that my child seems to be pretty resilient so far.
I think having that extra family time, just cherish that, you know.As a family, we're having all of our meals together as a family. There's a lot of bonding going on there.
很多家长都力图肯定孩子的积极方面，不在作业上给太大压力，但这通常说起来容易，做起来难。美国之音记者李爱琳报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。今天是4月10号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普回应世卫组织秘书长谭德赛的批评，说他才是政治化的那个人。与此同时，蓬佩奥国务卿表示，现在还不是更换世卫组织领导人的时刻。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
截至美国时间4月9号星期四的中午为止呢，美国境内因为新型冠状病毒而确诊的人数已经到达了44万人，而因此死亡的人数呢也到达了15000人。与此同时呢，美国境内的这个失业率也节节的上升，在上个星期，也就是3月29号到4月4号，有高达660万的美国人申请了失业救济，而在3月21号那个星期呢，有330万人申请失业，之后3月28号那一周则有690万人申请 申请的失业。不过特朗普总统则说呢，很快的他就要轰动的重启美国经济。对此呢，美国疾病管制预防中心的主任雷德菲尔德在4月8号的白宫新闻简报会上则说，针对要重新开工的关键企业将会发出一个指导的方针。我们来看一下美国的疾病管制预防中心主任雷德菲尔德在白宫是怎么说的。
So we've put out a new guidance for essential healthcare workers who've been exposed to the coronavirus. These are individuals that have been within 6 feet of a confirmed case or a suspected case, and so that they can, under certain circumstances, they can go back to work. If they're asymptomatic, as the vice president said, they could go back to work if they do several things, as we say here, take their temperature before they go to work,wear a face mask at all times, and practice social distancing when they're at work. What we'd ask them not to do while they're at work is we want them to stay at home if they're sick. We want them not to share objects that would be touching their face, and we would like them not to congregate in break rooms, lunch rooms, and crowded places. And in the second slide, if we're talking to the employers of these critical industries,we would ask those employers to take the employee's temperature and assess their symptoms before starting them back to work. If the employee does become sick, we want them to be sent home immediately. We'd like them to increase air exchange in the buildings and increase the frequency of how they clean common surfaces, and really begin to get these workers back into the critical workforce.So that we won't have worker shortage in these critical industries. So that's the new guidelines that CDC will be posting today.
特朗普总统呢，在星期二的白宫新闻简报会上也批评世界卫生组织永远站在中国那一边，甚至说呢，他会打算考虑暂时冻结美国给予世界卫生组织的资金。对此呢，世卫组织的秘书长谭德赛在星期三做出了回应，他说呢，请不要将病毒政治化，如果想被病毒利用，想见到更多的果实袋，那就请变；如果不想有更多的果实袋，那就不要政治化。那特朗普总统呢，在星期三晚上的白宫新闻简报会上就直接回应谭德赛，他说呢，他也不赞成将疫情政治化，但是呢，谭德赛才是把事情政治化的那个人。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫怎么说。
Well, I think when you say more body bags, I think we would have done, and he would have been much better serving the people that he's supposed to serve if they gave a correct analysis. I mean, everything was, I said, China-centric. Everything was going to be fine.No human to human, keep the borders open. He wanted me to keep the borders open. I closed the borders despite him, and that was a hard decision to make at the time. We were all together. We made a decision against the World Health Organization.So when he says politicizing, he's politicizing. That shouldn't be.
此外，我们知道呢，美国的这个国会当中也有声音要来撤换谭德赛，包括了共和党参议员葛雷厄姆星期二对这个福克斯新闻网就说呢，除非世卫组织改换领导层，否则呢，作为参议院拨款委员会外交行动小组委员会的主席，他在下一次的拨款法案当中不会为世界卫生组织拨款。而共和党众议员呢，雷森塔勒在星期也提出了决议案，表示。是说呢，要美国停止来提供世界卫生组织的资金，直到秘书长谭德赛下台为止。那么对于是否要谭德赛下台呢，特朗普总统则表示说他还没有做出决定。不过呢，这个蓬佩奥国务卿在白宫的新闻简报会上则表示，现在不是做出这样决定的好时机。我们来看一下蓬佩奥国务卿在白宫的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
Look, this is not the time to be doing that kind of change. There'll be a lot of time to look back and see how the World Health Organization performed. In the meantime, what our task is to preserve and protect the American taxpayers, to make sure that our resources don't go to places that aren't going to deliver on behalf of the American people in the world.And President Trump and I are determined to do that.
特朗普总统在白宫的新闻简报会上则强调说呢，中国提供了世卫组织4200万美元，但是呢，美国却提供了高达4亿5000万美元，但是呢，世卫组织却是一切都是在照中国的方式，而这是不对的。同时呢，这个蓬佩奥国务卿也在白宫表示说呢，要重新审视美国给予世卫组织的经费。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥发推感谢台湾捐赠的200万个口罩，他还表扬了台湾抗击新冠疫情可以作为全球的典范。他更加表示，真正的朋友会患难与共。另一方面，美国的高级官员敦促世界卫生组织邀请台湾成为世卫大会的观察员。我们请美国之音国务院记者张荣香为我们介绍。
美国是世卫组织在1948年成立以来资助这个组织运作的最大资金来源国家。根据美国国务院提供的数据，2019年美国贡献了4亿美元，金额几乎是第二大资助国家的两倍，是中国资助金额的大约10倍。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示，世卫组织必须有效执行任务，交付成果。
Organizations have to work. They have to deliver the outcomes for which they were intended. And we need to make sure that not only the World Health Organization, but every international organization, that we take taxpayer money and give it to them for the benefit of America. We need to make sure it's delivering on those taxpayer dollars. The World Health Organization is no different in that respect. They have to execute on the mission that they are designed to achieve. And we've seen with respect to the World Health Organization, here we are.It hasn't accomplished what it was intended to deliver.
美国高级官员在背景简报中告诉常驻国务院的记者们，美国极力主张世卫组织总干事像过去几年一样，邀请台湾以观察员的身份参加每年举行的世界卫生大会，也就是世卫组织的决策机制。美国高级官员说，最近几年美国发现台湾有意的参与世卫组织的能力已经大大降低。蓬佩奥在一个推文中说，台湾是真正的朋友，患难与共。他说，美国感谢台湾捐赠200万片口罩，帮助在前线对抗疫情的美国医疗工作人员，并说台湾的开放与慷慨是全球打击新冠病毒疫情的典范。另一方面，这位美国首席外交官表示，现在不是讨论世卫组织是否撤换领导人的时候，也不是美中互相报复的时候。
You know, this is not the time for retribution, but it is still the time for clarity and transparency. We're still working on this problem set. There's still data that these good people need so that they can perform their analysis of how to both develop therapeutics and a vaccine and to understand where this virus is.So every country, China included, every country needs to be transparent about what's gone on in their country. They need to share that data.
特朗普政府批评世卫组织听信中国说法，导致对新冠疫情判断失误。许多调查与报道指出，去年12月，武汉当地的医疗人员发现新型冠状病毒以及人传人风险的警讯，但是却被中国政府淡化。1月14号。世界卫生组织在推文中引述中国政府说法，表示初步调查并未发现这种在中国武汉所发现的新型病毒会在人与人之间传播。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
美国疾控中心更改了之前的指南，转而建议民众外出戴口罩。该中心的总监还亲自示范如何自制口罩，我们一起去看一看。
Here's how you can make your own face covering in a few easy steps with items you can find around the house, like an old scarf, a bandana or a hand towel, or you can make a face covering out of an old t-shirt. Fold it to the middle from the bottom. Fold it to the middle from the top. Fold it again to the middle from the bottom and again from the top. And then two rubber bands, one on one side and one on the other side.Then you fold either side to the middle, and you have yourself cloth face covering. It's that easy.
在美国总统特朗普启动国防生产法之前，已经有50多家美国的大型企业转而生产医疗用品。我们请记者思阳为我们介绍。
4月2号，美国总统特朗普在白宫记者会上表示，他援引国防生产法的某个条款，针对 3M 公司签署了一项命令。
We just signed a element of the act against 3M, and hopefully they'll be able to do what they are supposed to do.
根据这项命令，美国联邦紧急事务管理局可以从 3M 公司获取他们所认为抗击疫情所需要的所有的 N95 口罩。在那个记者会之前的几个小时，特朗普还以总统备忘录的形式动用国防生产法，要求将制造呼吸机的材料直接供应给六家美国制造商，这其中包括通用电气公司、西奥鲁姆控股公司、美敦力公司、瑞斯麦公司、皇家飞利浦和维亚尔医疗等等。3月27号，特朗普第一次动用国防生产法，要求通用汽车公司生产治疗新冠肺炎重症患者所需要的呼吸机。国防生产法是1950年代为回应朝鲜战争而制定的。根据这项法案，总统在紧急状况时有权以国家安全和其他理由要求私营企业扩大某些材料和产品的生产，并控制他们的经销。从制定之初到现在，美国的国防生产法已经被使用了50多次。那么美国最近一次使用呢，是2017年波多黎各的飓风的时候，当时美国联邦紧急事务管理局寻求优先考虑食品、瓶装水、预制房屋和电力系统恢复的合同。另外，美国国防部也经常使用国防生产法来扩大军事的生产。不过有报道说，在总统指责通用电气公司之前呢，他们已经与医疗设备公司联系，要在印第安纳州的一个工厂生产重症呼吸机。那么最初的呢，要在4月份交付使用。不仅是通用汽车，大约50多家美国大型企业在总统宣布援引国防生产法之前，已经加入了抗击新冠病毒的战争。许多公司改变自己的生产中心，甚至改变装配线，以便向第一线的医生、医院、急救人员和其他人员提供所需的物资。这些企业当中不仅包括福特、特斯拉、菲亚特克莱斯勒、丰田等车企，也包括布鲁克兄弟、拉夫劳伦、安德玛等服装品牌。大部分企业表示，他们是在响应特朗普总统的求助请求，并不是因为政府或者是国防生产法的威胁而行动。
We stand ready to help in any way we can. We don't need the Defense Production Act to ask us to act.All of the people at UTC and Raytheon are focused on this war and winning it.
联合技术主要为全球航空航天和建筑业提供高科技的产品和服务。海耶斯说，未来的4个星期，联合技术准备生产大约10000个保护面罩以及其他的设备。3月18日，特朗普表示将启动国防生产法来扩大口罩等防护装备的生产，并任命了白宫贸易顾问彼得·纳瓦罗为国防生产法的政策协调员。不过此后他一直没有采取真正的行动，致使很多人，包括两党的议员以及民主党总统参选人前副总统拜登在内的人，指责他抗击新冠疫情的力度不够。但是也有人认为，启动国防生产法并不一定能够达到最快和最有效的效果，市场才是最好的力量。
Over the course of the last 2 weeks, we have seen dozens of companies like Ford and Toyota offer to partner with medical equipment manufacturers to make ventilators. We have seen companies like Honeywell, 3M, MyPillow, Hanes, Jockey, and many others offer to make masks, either N95 or cotton surgical masks. And we've got companies like Anheuser-Busch, Bacardi, offering to make hand sanitizer with the ethyl alcohol that they have on hand. And the list goes on and on. And so no central office.In Washington, D.C., in my view, especially at this stage of the crisis, could do a better job of mobilizing U.S. industry, to take care of this crisis.
不过也有分析人士指出，鉴于全球供应链和很多的材料和原材料来自海外，特别是中国，那么美国企业的生产能力可能受限。美国之音思瑶，华盛顿报道。
最近，美国华盛顿州的州长签署了第一部严格限制执法部门使用人脸识别技术的州法律。不过，民权活动人士表示，这部法律还是不足以保护边缘群体。我们来看美国之音记者魏志的介绍。
人脸识别软件可以根据已知主体的数据库信息来对照片和视频当中的个体进行识别。在过去的几年当中，尽管许多人因为这项技术可能会侵犯隐私，并且加剧种族和性别的偏见而反对它，但是它还是获得了一些执法部门和企业的支持。而就在最近，华盛顿州州长就签署了美国第一部严格限制执法部门使用人脸识别技术的州法律。这部法律适用于华盛顿州的所有的公共机构。这部法律规定，这些机构在非紧急的状况下必须获得授权才能使用人脸识别技术，而所使用的软件也必须通过在肤色、性别、年龄和其他特征等方面的准确性测试。法律规定必须由受过相关训练的人员来检验人脸识别的结果，这是避免虚假结果的重要检查。这项由科技巨头微软公司支持的立法是受到了许多研发人脸识别软件的公司的欢迎，而西雅图的 Real Networks 就是其中的一家公司。
Yeah, we're supportive of the bill that was just signed into law by Governor Inslee here in the state of Washington. This is a great start in providing a framework for how state government agencies can, state and local government agencies can use facial recognition in ways that unlock its positive impact for society in terms of finding missing persons, aiding in critical investigations by law enforcement, and at the same time providing protections for civil liberties.
美国公民自由联盟华盛顿州分部的科技和自由部主任珍妮弗·里对这项立法表示非常的失望。
Unfortunately, this bill is not a strong facial recognition bill. It doesn't have meaningful accountability measures. It doesn't have a moratorium that would give impacted communities an opportunity to decide if, not just how, facial recognition technology should be used. And it has a lot of weak provisions that we find very concerning. So, with the bill signing, the governor also vetoed out, a minimal provision that would have provided communities an opportunity to voice their opinions via a task force. So the bill became even weaker with its passing.
这项法律将在2021年7月生效。目前还不清楚美国的联邦政府和其他州的政府是否会以这部法律为基准来设计各自的人脸识别法律。而珍妮弗·里说，民权组织将继续呼吁暂停使用人脸识别技术。美国之音记者魏芝为您报道。
专家们表示，在新冠疫情期间，政府的透明度在与公众沟通之中至关重要。不过他们也表示，大流行病的模型从来都不是那么精确。来看报道。
在纽约市，一个令人痛心的景象是，随着新冠死亡人数攀升，医务人员把尸体运送到被当作临时停尸房的冷藏卡车上。
This will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week, and there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately.
假设国家在五月底之前实施全面的社交疏离，白宫新型冠状病毒特别工作组预计，到八月初将有近82000人死于新冠。该模型预测，美国需要的病床、呼吸机和其他设备可能比先前预计的要少。然而，健康专家警告，不要过早地感到乐观，并说要为最坏的情况做好准备。
That serious talk helps all of us, both professionally and personally, to think seriously about this issue. It helps us prepare psychologically for what's ahead.
为了建立新型冠状病毒疫情的模型，白宫联系了许多大学，包括德克萨斯大学奥斯汀分校。该大学研究组组长劳伦·麦耶斯强调，大流行病的模型几乎从未精确过。
When you forecast a tropical storm, there's nothing you can do about changing the path of the storm. There are things you can do to protect yourself, but you can't change the course of the storm. When you project that an infectious disease outbreak could lead to a crisis in healthcare or lead to many, many deaths, there are actually measures you can take, things you can do, especially if you act early enough.
预测依靠良好的数据，并非所有国家都有跟踪能力或准确和透明的记录案例的政治意愿。
I think that lying about numbers, suppressing science, suppressing doctors, censoring the media, this is the absolute wrong time to be doing that.
韩国是此次大流行病初期受灾最严重的国家之一，但因其有效积极的反应而受到赞扬，其中包括迅速实施大规模测试，以及在整个危机期间向公众传达一致透明的信息。美国之音维达库斯瓦拉华盛顿报道。
韩国已经成为遏制新冠病毒的全球典范，现在他正在向世界展示如何在病毒爆发期间投票。
大流行期间的政治竞选活动没有握手，没有大型集会，相反，这位韩国政治人物正在为他的街区清洁道路。
또우리당에서도비접촉선거운동을해야한다고지침을내렸기때문에저희들은접촉하지않는그런방식의선거운동을하고있고또그래서방역활동과청소
即使在提倡社交距离时期，韩国仍然在举行议会选举。在这里的投票站，每位选民都必须戴上口罩和塑料手套，还必须接受体温检查。如果有症状，就要到一个特设投票箱去投票。许多新冠病毒患者将通过邮寄投票。这次选举是对文在寅总统的中期考验，对新冠病毒的有效反应提升了他的支持率。但是疫情导致的异常可能会降低选民的投票率。一个大问题是海外选民，由于新冠病毒造成海外的封关，居住在外国的合格选民中只有大约一半能够投票。尽管存在问题，但推迟投票从来没有被认真考虑过。
선거자체를준비하기에는애로사항은있지만이러한조건은여당이든야당이든똑같은조건이라고생각해요그렇기때문에예정된시일로선거는치러야된다고생각하고요
이게분사가잘되게하는
即使遭遇疫情大流行，韩国民主也要找出前进的道路。美国之音记者加洛，韩国首尔报道。
为了保持社交距离，越来越多的美国人正在使用送货上门的服务来买菜和购置生活的必需用品。我们一起去看一看。
新冠病毒的爆发刺激了送餐和送杂货到家的服务需求，因为越来越多的消费者避免去拥挤的饭馆和商店。
Fresh bananas, yams.
桑迪尼伦贝格最近上超市之后非常不开心。
It was a madhouse, and it was crowds of people, and everybody coughing.
因此，这个有两个孩子的妈决定另外想办法。她现在通过一个叫 Instacart 的线上送货服务订购所有的食物杂货。
Instacart has definitely become 100% of our grocery use now because it's available and I can. It's reducing, you know, our exposure and our exposing other people because I have small kids.
约翰·斯瓦茨伯格教授从他的家庭办公室建议，每个人都应该限制和别人的接触。
The less contact we have with other people, the less chance we're going to become infected. So going to the grocery store is a perfect opportunity to interact with lots of other people, particularly if the grocery store is crowded.
根据数据跟踪服务公司 Aptopia 的说法，过去几天 ，Instacart 和其他零售商店每天都创下应用程序下载的记录。但如果你无法使用这些应用程序，而且非得亲自去商店的话，传染病专家杰森·法利说，可以试着在非尖峰时刻去采买。
When you grab a shopping cart, most stores are now putting some level of alcohol or Clorox wipe out front. Take the handles of your cart and clean it with that alcohol-based wipe. And then when you're done with that, use the alcohol-based Purell or some other form of alcohol-based gel to clean your hands.
那手套怎么样？
You wearing gloves in a store, okay, is as good as you touching something. You've then touched other things in your buggy. But when you get home, if you then touch that same metal can or same plastic bags or same activities, the virus is probably still there.
由于病毒是通过呼吸道的飞沫在人与人接触的时候传播的，因此专家说，购物时最安全的方法是避免和其他的顾客靠得太近。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
新冠疫情使得美国的大多数学校停课或者改为网上授课，家长们在家工作的同时还要兼顾孩子的学习，我们一起去看一看。
当初学校关门，孩子们都兴高采烈，普利蒂奈森6岁和11岁的两个女儿也欢喜不已。
I think initially it was a lot of fun because we got to pretend like this was just a two-day, you know, interesting new thing to do.
但时间久了之后
，Then it started getting old. We don't really know when this is going to end. So I think that's what makes it a little challenging right now.
她得在家工作，也就顾不上催着女儿学习了。
For the little one, the 6-year-old, it's a combination of.You know, what the school wants and what mom and dad want. And there's a lot of bribing that happens in between. It's hard, I think, to juggle all these different hats that you have to wear when you're at home with them all the time.
There has been pretty intense, continuous anxiety. And even in times of calm, it's kind of there floating under the surface.
儿科护士罗宾·莱福特有一个8岁的女儿，在这种新的大流行情况下进入常规很不容易。
Now that we are homeschooling, I am working until I leave for work, and then I go to work, and then I come home, and then we start all over again. So there isn't really any time off at all or any downtime. We are still trying to figure it out.We're still trying to come up with a schedule. I feel like every time we try to come up with one, it just doesn't work, and we don't know how to make it work. So my daughter's teacher has started doing a Zoom morning check-in with any kids who can participate. So there's been a fair amount of just kind of free time for her to hang out with the chickens in the backyard and watch the construction going on next door and read her books and hang out.
然后就是来自学校的无休无止的电子邮件。
Every time I would look at my inbox, there would be 10 new messages from the teacher, from the principal, from the school district, from other parents at the school. I shut off.Was just too much.
在所有这些压力当中
I am very aware now of the things that I am grateful for. And I am grateful that I have a job that is perhaps more secure now than it ever was before. I'm also grateful that my child seems to be pretty resilient so far.
I think having that extra family time, just cherish that, you know.As a family, we're having all of our meals together as a family. There's a lot of bonding going on there.
很多家长都力图肯定孩子的积极方面，不在作业上给太大压力，但这通常说起来容易，做起来难。美国之音记者李爱琳报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。
美国之音。